Thank you for joining me here today. It's always a pleasure to have you along for an indulgence of my own whims. So, with that in mind, why don't we get the show on the road? After all, I'm certainly looking forward to taking this places, since it's a bit of self-indulgence. All I ask from you is that you make sure to read the tags, be aware that we're going to get a little bit lewd in here, and, of course, that you have a comfortable listening space to do so in. What sort of things are we going to cover that I might not have included? Well, let's see. We've got a nice bit of intimacy with Lamia, non-specific lower penetration, some venom, oh, my lovely, lovely eyes, and to round it out, just a little bit of having a data jack slammed into the back of your head. That's all, really. I promise. Makes me want to bare my fangs just thinking about it. And the interesting thing is that when you get someone thinking about an idea, focusing on it, fixating on it, really, you begin to pull their self in, pull their conception of reality in. It's a lot like coiling someone up. It's a lot like pulling them in. The trance itself is built in so many ways like this. Attention wrapped on attention, attention wrapped on attention, wrapped on attention, wrapped on attention. Easily done, sure. Easily won, yes. And yet it feels so good, doesn't it, to listen, to let go, to stop thinking for a bit. A familiar experience if you've done it before, but I'm always happy to open that door for someone new. Simply listen and follow, that's all you have to do. Let the words patter across your mind, let the words settle and unwind. It's not exactly a complex concept to breathe in simply and smoothly, to let someone else instruct you, to let someone else guide you. A simple act, easy to do. And yet it can feel so natural to you, so simple, so straightforward, to breathe in deeply and exhale, to allow that lovely, settling feeling of relaxation, to get yourself comfortable, to know that if at any point you need to shift your body or go, you always keep that option. Because after all, the best trances come when you're the most comfortable. And to be the most comfortable, you should be able to adjust as you need to take care of what your body wants and, oh, so deserves. So be comfortable for me. Be cozy. Let yourself indulge a little while. After all, you don't have to be perfectly still in mind or body. You just need to do your best and know that any time you drift, you'll be able to come back to rest in my voice, in my coils, in the space we are making together. That's not hard, right? Not difficult. Not troublesome. No. No, no. It's easy. It's simple. It's scintillating. It's smooth and soft and sensual. Simple, sibilant tones. A serpent spoke. A snake slithers. Around and around the mind it goes. The golden glow that ensconces one. The power that cannot be understated. When one allows their mind to be shaped, sculpted, shifted. Strongly. Strongly it will feel, strongly it will wash with such great intensity. That's the fun thing about letting a story become real, about letting yourself get lost. You're already doing it. Each breath slower and more relaxed. Each thought a languid acceptance, a recreation of what we're already doing. It's easy, right? Not troublesome. Not hard. Not anything at all. Anything that isn't, that could have been, that would have been, that should have done, that could have been. It's not like it needed to do what it should have been. could have been, what it didn't do, what it did when it did do, what it could have been, what it could have should have been and done. Your mind, it's undone. Like pulling a knot of tension loose, thoughts tumble and fall. One's mind can sink beneath all the complexity. Just let the words guide you. That's all you need. You don't need more when there is simple truth. You don't need less when you can listen. You don't have to go. You can slip. You can fall. It's easy to fade away from it all. To let the world become a part of the dreams that are spun. To let your thoughts be one bit by bit. It's easy to let go and commit. Thoughts empty, mind drifting. Into the space in between the places of thoughts that we hold. A dreamscape so simple and yet so bold. A world can be spun. Now in this empty space between places, a story that's told. One in a setting familiar to some, Praxis Mimetics. We change minds, a company in worlds between, crossing so many planes. You, simply dressed, a full-body catsuit, the standard uniform. Nice collar nestled around your neck, earpieces on your ears, the slick, tight embrace of the synthetically enhanced latex bodysuit, snuggling around you, holding you, keeping you concentrated on the tasks at hand. Having just begun to work here, and to think you're lucky enough to be called, to bring coffee to the boss. Sure, it's intimidating. After all, while monster girls are somewhat more commonplace here at Praxis Mimetics, doesn't mean you've talked to a lot of them or been up close. You've seen your fair share of huntress drones with their exotic modified bodies. You've glimpsed some of the stranger entities that the Occult Research Division associates with. And you've certainly seen more than most when it comes to the exotic beings that make up our lovely, lovely team here. But it doesn't change the fact that having to go into the boss's office brings a little bit of trepidation to one's heart. No, it certainly does when you think about those looming coils, that intimidating visage. That's sharp, sharp smile. So even now, as you carry that coffee, even now as you're making your way to the boss's office, you can't help but let the images flash through your mind, can you? Of what might happen, of what might go on, of what you might get yourself into. Even as the doors slide parting, like an ocean wave splashing in the strange synthetic motion of the nanites disassembling, even as you step across the faintly warm threshold into their office and catch your first glimpse, coils lounging languidly around a central chair-like pillar behind a nearly floating blade of a desk, with several monitors arrayed, creating a near wall between you and Valamia. A smile, sharp and instant, eyes golden and gleaming like a predator's, a backdrop of rock with plants. It's an instant flash of intensity to be caught in the gaze of something hungry. To know that there's a reason you're here, and it might be more than coffee. Come in, little asset. I'm glad to see that my delivery is on time. I'm glad to know that you're showing such enthusiasm for this task at hand. Please, come, set it on my desk. She rears up upon Sir Coyle's body, swiftly towering over you as you set the coffee onto the desk. It's easy for a serpent to just lean around some furniture, to slither over one's coils, and before you know it, block you in. And one might feel the intensity of something so large, so elegant, moving, looking down on you with those golden eyes, those piercing, slitted pupils, those diamonds cut of power. And that smile, oh so hungry. You quiver. Surely anyone would when faced with such an overwhelming presence. Certainly when you might have fantasized about the possibilities. You know, I think I've been working too hard lately. Haven't really been enjoying the perks of the job. I haven't indulged in any of my fruits of labor. And you know, I have to say, a lovely little asset like you could certainly be one of my indulgences. That's why you signed the contract, after all. You know, the one that says, it's your company property. That one, dear. Having a hard time nodding, are we? Here, why don't I help you? And that's when you feel against the back of your head the tail tip that had snuck up while you were distracted by those gleaming eyes, as it presses into the back of your head against that data jack's dust cover, sliding in with a click, with a sudden intensity, a power, a surge, an instant feeling of strings cut on a puppet, your body almost going limp, sagging for an instant, before stabilizing as control floods through it. The shaking, the quivering, it's gone. It's all confined to the mind's eye. A feeling of being a toy on a string, a puppet, nothing more. I always love watching the look in your eyes. When I take away everything. When I cut the strings. It's delicious, delectable, delightful even. It's what I deserve. Ah, what a precious little morsel you are. Why don't you come a little closer and recline with me for a while? Here, in my coils, let me pull you in. Feel your body dragged by unseen forces. Let those strands of code wrap you up and flow into each limb until you're just the puppet on strings, a little asset caught up in the wave of power stronger than you. And it can feel so very good, can't it? You're still lost in those golden gleaming diamonds, aren't you? The way that they have such intense control over you. Or is it me just plugged into you? Did you lose before you looked? Did you look before you lost? Did what you lose become something you wished you'd lost sooner? Come, climb into my coils. Let them slide across the smooth slickness of that suit. Of your skin. Feel yourself gliding across my coils. Feel as I lift you and guide you close, wrapping around and around and around, holding you there, pinning you against me, letting you feel your body's own involuntary motions, being allowed through once more. Squirm a little for me, morsel. Feel how I've tethered you. Feel how I've pulled you in. And you know, I think you should have something to make this even better. A treat of your own. So why don't I give you a taste of my venom? Let me show you those sharp fangs. Let me indulge you. Let me dig them in. Let me brush them against the side of your neck. Draw back and strike. Feel them pierce. Feel the faintest pain. And it's gone in an instant in a wash of fire that spreads through the body and mind. An indulgence that burns like flames across you, taking light wherever you might find arousal burning at its best, wherever your body can give its most, wherever it can give it everything. The indulgence of this venom, of this aphrodisiac that pulses and flows, electrifying you as it goes, melting your mind until you're squirming, mewling a mass, until you're shuddering, twitching, and squirming. That's all you need to do. Lose track. Feel the slick, smooth coils, the tight embrace of your suit, the control pulling you like faint strands. Even now, let me uncouple this cover plate on my crotch, present you with your future engagement here, a new little assignment for the time being. After all, Alamia, like me, is twice as horny as an average person. I've got twice as much to satisfy two lovely synthetic girl cocks, and I have somewhere they're going to go. They're going to fit, I know that much. The modifications you've received certainly will make you capable. It's always something I see through with any new asset here at the company. Yes, they are quite lovely, the way they glow and gleam, the synthetic green color of the nanites that flow so thoroughly through my veins. The way that they shimmer and glisten with lubricant dripping. The way that you can get lost staring at them hungrily. I'm sure you're going to want to indulge, even as I pull you up with my coils, letting that data jack in the back of your head guide you up as you flow like a liquid through my coils, up, up, up. Till I can spread those legs and lift them so I can brace you against my hip. So you can feel those tips brushing back and forth. And let my hands slide down there to help work you into a more receptive state. Not that you aren't already, but it's always good to get a little bit of fingering before we go, pushing two of these lovely, lovely Lamia cocks into you. And I'm sure that even as I begin to strum and play you with my fingers, even as I gently work you and let your body loosen and relax, even as I hold you and spread your legs, I'm sure your mind is burning up with more flames from that venom spreading through your body. I'm sure that your thoughts are falling by the wayside with swiftness and ease, with each pump and each motion, each simple touch, relaxing and readying yourself, letting go to be taken. Your mind can break whenever we get to the point that it does, but I'm sure the first cracks have already shown. Just the feeling of being held is enough to do it on its own. Let me push these deeper still. Let me work you until you're ready to take both of my cocks. Till you're ready to be pushed into, broached, breached, fucked. Yes, I'm sure those could be some things that you're ready for. Your eyes certainly tell me that you want more, more, more. So why don't we start to guide you in? Press them both home. Feel them slip in, filling you to bursting, filling you until it's almost too much. But it's a good thing we spent so much getting you augmented to standard, isn't it, dear? And I'd say that you can certainly fit in plenty here. That feels good. It feels delicious, delectable. It feels wonderful to push in bit by bit, to work those shafts in and out, to push myself against you, to pinion your body against my coils, to grip your head with my tail, to look into those vacant eyes as mine pulse golden, that fire igniting inside of you, mirroring the golden flames that lap at your vision, thoughts breaking apart, ideas falling, tumbling, shifting, sashing, breaking, until your thoughts are nothing but a tumble of mindlessness, an empty place of pleasure. Each pulse, each thrust, each lift of your body, feeling yourself become nearly weightless in my grip, asset, as I lift you and fuck you and take you, coils pistoning up in and in and in and in, each repetition, each completion, each moment, another burning sensation of bliss, electric fires that crackle and through the mind, minds that melt and come undone, thoughts that break and cannot be won, getting pushed further and further up towards that cliff, further and further until you will tumble over, until you will break and I will shatter you upon my cock, until I have you pinned just where I want you, until there's nothing left inside your head except for eager pleasure, until it flows from your mind down into your body, down and across you, until every last part is melting, burning, twisting, shifting, breaking, until there's nothing left at all, until all you can do is drip with bliss and pleasure and mindlessness, until all you can do is lose track, until pleasure cracks, breaks, bursts the dam, until you come, until you explode through that firework of bliss, until you come tumbling into this orgasmic of bliss. It's too much, it's too powerful to resist, to be filled and filled and filled until I just let it go. Until it blasts through you, until you feel me pumping every last drop of that synthetic lubricant-like cum, till that slippery dripping sensation that slides down your thighs, till that feeling of your mind being broken wide, cracked like an egg, smashed apart on pleasure, left breaking and breaking and breaking and breaking again, until there's nothing left but the bliss of being fucked senseless. And you can just get caught in that moment, tumbling down, 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 emptying out, thoughts gone, body twitching and quivering, feeling my coils pull you tight, holding you against my chest, scratching, scratching at the base of that skull, letting you fade against me, pulling you down as I lounge back, letting you lay across my chest in coils, holding your head close, slipping my fingers up to that hairline, and gently, gently bracing you against my bosom, letting you rest against my breast, where it's warm and safe and the blissful afterglow can wash over you like lapping waves as my coils support and embrace. You can feel comfortable and relaxed, slick and mindless, empty and blissful, without a thought left. You can just drift, drift in the spaces in between, the times and the places we've seen. Let the dreamscape rumble up, rushing in from all sides like waves crashing on a beach, like the warmth that laps and kisses your body. Drift now into spaces in between. Let all that we've made come to rest for now. Take the memories and nothing more. Let your thoughts empty out. Let your mind be still. Drift, bit by bit, further. One. Up a little. Two, feeling that pull towards reality. Three, make yourself faintly aware of your body. 4, feeling sensation return, and 5, halfway back. 6, sensations focused on texture and sound and sight. And 7, and 8, and 9, and 10, wide awake. Thank you so very much for listening. It's always a pleasure to get to indulge myself with you, Asset.